So it's Mother's Day.
Do you know how Mother's Day got its start? How many of you are positive that it's a Hallmark holiday that was invented by card makers? Now, Julia Ward Howe, the author of The Battle Hymn of the Republic and a fierce abolitionist, conceived of it after the Civil War. And she originally intended it to be called Mother's Day for Peace. Howe wanted a lasting peace and an end to husbands and children dying in war. She wanted people, and particularly women and mothers, to pray for peace. The original Mother's Day was proclaimed in 1870, and this is what Julia Ward Howe said.
Arise then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or tears. Say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, the women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor does violence indicate possession. As men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after his own time the sacred impress not of Caesar, but of God. In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a general congress of women without limit of nationality may be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient and at the earliest period consistent with its objects to promote the alliance of the different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interests of peace.
That's what Julia Ward Howe says. You notice that the advice from our mothers, and my mama says, All of the students had something that was peaceful. Okay, there was one that was how to avoid injury, but the rest of them were things about peace. You know, tenderness and charity and mercy and patience, peace and love. Jesus said in the reading that we had today, just before the youth reflections, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." You know, there's a mother's heart. It sees all God's children as precious. It weeps for those lost in war, no matter what the side. It recognizes the inherent value of every person. I've got a friend, his name is Ben D. Anderson, and he's the author of the book IQ of 63, so what? He travels the country as an advocate who provides training to churches, communities, civic groups, schools, universities, businesses, and other professional groups. The training he offers enables organizations to build a new awareness of and sensitivity towards persons with disabilities. See, Ben, who was diagnosed with an IQ of 63 in the 1950s, he takes the words of Jesus to heart. He takes the words that calls all of God's children to love one another to heart. I'm going to invite Ben to come here and speak to us sometime. Perhaps in January, I think that's the next time that he's going to be nearby. He has a powerful message to share, a powerful message of welcome and love, powerful message that speaks to all. And like Ben, and I think like Julia Ward Howe, never met her, but I can see from the words that she shared in the proclamation that she wrote, this original vision for Mother's Day, I'm convinced that the time to love one another completely and without reservation, without condition, is now. It's not yesterday. And by now, I don't necessarily mean like right now, you check it off on your calendar, but it's high time. It's now. It's time to respect, to appreciate, to celebrate, and to attend to one another. That's now. That's from the heart of Julia Ward Howe and from Ben D. Anderson, from the heart of Jesus, from the heart of mothers. The time for searching for reasons why someone should be excluded is over. See, you here, we here, have been chosen and appointed to love. In our Bible reading today, it says, I have chosen and appointed you. It's time to live out Julia Ward Howe's Mother's Day of Peace vision. It's time to live out Jesus' vision. It's time to live out all the advice that the students shared from their mamas. I should say their mothers, because I don't know, I just can't say mamas again. It's time to live out that advice. It's time to live out Jesus' love. It's time now, and we have been chosen.